It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, welcome to episode 118 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Tom Duff.
Hey, you're not Julian Robichaud.
And I wish I were, though.
Really?
Yes. Really? Everybody wishes they were Julian.
You know, Julian always adds lib to his intro, and you didn't really do anything, Tom. So, what's Tom Duff?
You know, SharePoint, notes, jack of all trades, and trying to master at least one of them.
Tom, you had a cameo, you know, a perfect time to do a cameo here for your book on...
Same time.
Right.
Same time user's guide, yes.
Right, yeah, but...
You're going to make me wait now.
Yeah, you're not the reason we're on the Taking Notes podcast today. We have no other than Rob Novak from Snaps here to talk about the announcement he made, I guess it was 10 days ago, and another one today, about Snap-on modules for Lotus Quicker. So, Rob, tell us.
Hey, Bruce. It's Rob.
Hey,
not
Rob.
Julian.
Sorry, the timing's a little off because you two are, you know, we're not used to doing it with you two here. So, Rob, Snap-on modules for Lotus Quicker. Give us the elevator speech.
Okay. For about 10 or 11 years, Snaps has been doing modifications to Lotus Quicker, right? Customizations, and we modify places, and we've done all kinds of business process automation, stuff like that, inside Quicker places. But the one thing that we've never done and the one thing that we figured out earlier this year would be really valuable is to modify the place outside the Quicker places, where you go to look at your places. They call it My Places and in the product. And we decided we figured out a way we could enhance that by adding on things that customers have been asking for a long time. Like, for instance, favorites, creating a list of their favorite places, putting in custom text and things like that. So we've released a few modules and those are available for evaluation.
So what prompted you to go down that path for actually, you know, doing modules like this? It seems like you're so well known for your templates that you have out there.
Well, we do have the templates, and we continue to update the templates, and we're going to do more templates when 8.5 gets released. But what prompted me to go down this path really was, of course, you know, I'm in the 8.5 beta program, which is under NDA, and I can't say anything about anything we've learned inside there. We can talk anything we want about 8.5 that's been publicly discussed by IBM. But that said, every beta program I've ever been in for QuickPlace, Quicker, and the name that it had in between, I forget what it was.
Something workplace for something, something, something.
Yes.
Workplace,
something. It was horrible, whatever it was.
Team workplace.
It was an entire haiku worth of words. But the thing that we figured out was that every time a new version came out, that's something that favorites, specifically that favorites, was an item that went onto the wish list or the feature enhancement list and didn't make it into the product. So we decided to build our own.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And when we did that, we figured out a way to create a framework to build other things in that same area of the product.
So now you can just go making Snap-on modules as much as you want.
Exactly. And we can also, because of the framework that we built, we can make custom tabs, custom applications in that area of the product for specific customers, too. If you had, let's say you're a law firm and you want a way to put together all of your legal matters in one page, we could make that happen.
So not only do you have your products, but you've actually been able to leverage that on the service side also.
Exactly.
Very good.
Well,
so what are
the
modules? Yeah, well, you hope, right? Assuming somebody wants to leverage you in that role, so what are the modules that you're releasing to get yourself out of the gate on this one?
Well, Well, the flagship module is the Favorites, because that's the one that has had the most requests of IBM and of partners, and have you ever done this before? And in ways we have, because we've taken the MyPlaces and we've done other things with it, and we've created custom interfaces for that list and things like that. But what we've done here is we've put in place, with a single database and a single line of code, the ability to continue to use the same MyPlaces that you have in Qwicker, but our code gets injected into it. So you roll over a place, and instead of it just being clickable to go to it, you also have a little link that says add to favorites, and it puts it up on top of the page. And then you can edit that list at the top and sort them and drag and drop them and even rename them if you want to. So because we heard so much from so many people for those 10 years that they wanted to have favorites, we built that first. I think really the demand behind that is driven by the fact that the higher up you are in an organization that uses Qwicker, the more access you have to places, and the more irrelevant most of those places are to you, because you might be a project manager over 5 projects but have access to 50 places. So I think that's primarily the reason, that and the proliferation of Qwicker in organizations with hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of places in some organizations, the list just goes on and on. So it makes it easier to keep a list of your favorites that persists from browser to browser and machine to machine, things like that.
Very cool. There's a great demo you have of this. I think it's on your blog and YouTube, right, Rob?
Yeah, we have a demo on – actually, I don't know that I've linked to the YouTube video from my blog yet. I'll have to do that. I'll make sure and do that, and we're going to have more screenshots. And there is a link to the YouTube video from the Qwicker Templates site, which is where we've decided to distribute this through. So there's a link to at least one, and we're going to be making separate videos for the separate modules too. Mm-hmm.
So the favorites is your favorite one, obviously, I think I can tell. I really dug it when I watched the videos, and you know, I've been a Qwicker user before in a prior life, and you know, I really love Qwicker. And you're right, you know, when you had 20 places that you needed to deal with, there's probably 2 or 3 that are really near and dear to the work that you need to do, and being able to have those in that My Favorite section at the top is pretty awesome. So I like it, man. What else besides favorites? Are there other modules that you guys announced?
Yes, the second module we did was it's basically a custom tab. So when you first go to My Places, you get a tab called My Places and a tab called, I think it's Usage Statistics. But as we like to call it, Useless Statistics, because it's just a really long list of numbers. And so what we did was we created the ability to have a custom tab in the middle, in between those two. And you can put anything on that tab you want. You basically get a rich text field on a notes document that you fill out with HTML, and you can put anything you want on there. So it could be as simple as just pure HTML, like company news or a privacy policy or about this extranet, if you happen to be using it as an extranet, or message to clients, whatever. Or it could be really complex because it's passed through HTML, so you can use JavaScript, you can use Dojo, you can embed an XPages application in an iframe and drop it on that page. You can do whatever you want with it. So it runs the gamut from static information to a really complex and really dynamic type of a module. But
so it really takes
again,
customization. It takes customization to the next level.
Customization to the next level, yeah, exactly. And that's one tab. And to tell you, for the future, what we're working on is making it so that you can have as many of those as you want. So you could basically make that My Places interface to Qwicker into a a multi-dimensional type of a place to be. It's not just your collaboration spaces, but it can be many other things.
Mm-hmm. And Rob, one thing about those tabs that I was wondering is, can you show or hide those tabs depending upon who a user is?
Yeah, with all the modules, the favorites, the custom tab, and then the last one I'll tell you about, they're controlled by reader fields on the modules as well. So we can limit the ability to see the tabs. We could create two tabs with mutually exclusive. Even now, you could create two tabs with mutually exclusive reader fields and have some people see one and some people see another.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
It's also a way of limiting your usage to a group of people. Say you want to pilot. You get our evaluation, and we set right now the evaluation is set to 1,000 people. So, you know, it's not really very limited for a 14-day evaluation. And if you want to, you could deploy that just to 10 people because you have the ability to throw those 10 people into the reader fields.
So you could actually have multiple multiple custom tabs out there.
You could. You have to be a little bit careful because the reader fields would have to be mutually exclusive. So you couldn't have one person looking at trying to see two because it doesn't create two. It will only create one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on that multiple tab model as kind of an expansion of this in our next phase.
Okay, so you mentioned there was also a third one out there.
There is a third one, and this sort of a, I mean, it's a little thing, but we called it the InfoBox module. You know, when you go into Quikr, into My Places on the left, there's a little box called Tips, where IBM has written some text to tell you, you know, how Quikr works, and to click here to download the connectors and so on and so forth. And so what we did was we created a module where you could put your own custom message on the left in one of five places, either in its own box above the IBM Tips box, in its own box below, or you can prepend to their text, append to the end of their text, or you can just completely replace it with your own. So if you wanted to, you could just drop in your own, say, replace, and you have your own instructions on the left for all of the users of your My Places area.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I said it's a little bit of a, because it was fairly easy to put together, if you end up buying one of the other two, we're going to go ahead and give that one away.
Ooh,
because,
nice.
And it's going to be low cost by itself.
Very cool. Now, I was reading your blog entry where you had the different information on this, and you also talk about it being multilingual. Interesting.
Yes.
That you can handle the different languages there.
Exactly. Well, what we've done is we've adopted the same Dojo that ships on 8.5, right? So that's Dojo 1.3.2. And we have constructed this framework in such a way that the language files are actually contained within the NSF, within the Notes database, in folders. And it reads in some JSON data from inside those folders, and the language files basically translate based upon the presence of a folder. So we're shipping with 8 languages because we went to the Google and we translated into about 8 languages, although we did have a leg up on the Swedish side because
I was going to say, I'm assuming Victor probably did that one.
Yeah, well, he did. And he did the others. And, you know, I've had enough French that I was able to okay that one. And Victor knew enough German that he was okay with that one. But we're shipping English, German, French, Swedish, Spanish, Dutch, Japanese, and simplified Chinese. But if somebody comes to us and says, I want Danish or Finnish or something like that, It will take us literally about 5 minutes to add that language, and we can do it, or they can do it. The customer
so
can do it, because
Klingon.
All it is add a folder and drop in the English and then translate it yourself. And it's really only about, say, for favorites, it's about 8 strings.
Great.
So it's, what do you want to call it? My favorites or something else? You want to call it bookmarks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just translating a few strings. And with the custom tab, there's only one translation to do, and that's the name of the tab.
Mm-hmm. Rob, do all of these Snap-on modules ship in one NSF, or are they sold in, you know, different NSFs? Can you tell us about that?
One NSF.
Okay.
And so we have a single NSF, and as we add future modules, we'll send the template, the NTF, to the customers who have the NSF, and if they want to add one of the new modules that we built, they can. And all they do would be to put in an eval key. They could see how the module works. If they like it, they purchase it, and we send them the key for it to continue working.
Mm-hmm. So you place this one NSF on your Quikr server, and you make one modification to, like, I guess, an INI file?
No, it's actually a JavaScript file.
Okay.
And if you have Quikr 8.2 or 8.5, it's a file that when you make the change to, there's absolutely no restart required. So you can actually implement this thing. If you have a fairly standard Quikr installation where you're looking at, you know, a Domino LDAP and you don't have anything crazy going on with clustering and other LDAP servers and things like that, you really could get this going in about 5 minutes. Replicate the database up, sign it, put in the one line in the JavaScript file, and things start working.
So if somebody wanted to, you know, contact you and say, wow, these are, you know, exactly what I've dreamed of my entire life, would they be able to get it right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like I said earlier, we decided to go ahead. We kind of angsted a little bit over how we were going to deploy this, you know, because we have hosted so many websites with so many tools over the years. You know, this is the first product that we're shipping in over 7.5 years that isn't something for free, right? And so we angsted over, oh, well, we've got a site for Panda Bear and a site for Quikr templates, a site for snaps. And so we decided to go ahead and just make a separate area on the Quikr templates website that keeps it very clear when you sign in that here's your list of all the free templates and everything that we've given away for free. And there's another tab right next to it that says product evals. And you go to that page, it has everything you need. You can download the NSF, download the one-page installation instructions that covers every scenario, including weird, strange other LDAPs and you know, non-standard installations and clusters and so on and so forth. And then they download one sort of questionnaire, like rich text file, basically, that they fill in and send in to get the license keys.
I guess there's more modules, but I guess, too, you can't talk about them right now, right?
Well, I know we have some requests outstanding already, actually, from customers, but I wouldn't talk about those specifically because they might be sensitive. But I do have plans to take some of our administrative tools that we've done in the past and refactor them into this model using the latest Dojo and using the latest, you know, REST APIs and so on and so forth. So you can expect something like our last product that we shipped, Anyplace Administrator, which was a web UI to administering the whole Quikr server, to show up in a future module. And we also have in mind a multi-place user management utility. And that would be sort of for managers of places, not just the administrators, but people who manage multiple places and they decide they want to put somebody into all their places and all the rooms or something like that all at one time with one submission. We haven't decided whether that's going to be a drag and drop or what kind of UI we'd put around that, but we have done that work before for customers in different ways. So that's something that we're looking at as a module as well. Another generalization that I can say is that we are looking at doing aggregation modules, and that would refer to aggregating information from multiple Quikr places, whether that be multiple calendars or multiple task lists, or you know, if you have a special place type where you're collecting data, doing some aggregation and reporting from that.
Very cool.
Again, where would people learn more about these new Snap-on modules, Rob?
The best place to go, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Lotus Rockstar. You can visit my blog. I'll blog about them as we add to them. And But the place that you can go to get the eval, to read more about the features and to find out about the new ones is to quickertemplates.com.
Okay. Before we talk about another Snaps-related, well, we'll say event in this case, I thought we'd give Tom an opportunity to talk about something he's been working on, which many of you may or may not know about. So, Tom, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, since November of last year,
Marie Scott.
No, it's actually 5.4. I'll take every last centimeter I can get there. Since November of last year, Marie Scott and I have been working on a book for Same Time from the user's perspective. She was contacted by Pact Publications, who seems to be one of the few publishers these days who doing a lot of work within the notes area for books. They asked her if she would be interested in doing this. We talked, and it turned into an arrangement where we were going to co-author. And so we've done the first pass on everything. We did the second pass on everything. Just got that done close to about a month ago. And now they're in tech editing mode, and we're trying to get some collaboration from the community. We've gotten some names of people who would be willing to tech edit the chapters, which is really just going through and making sure the instructions we have there are accurate and the screen prints are correct. Pact tried doing some of it themselves, and after they were throwing all kinds of questions at us about installing Same Time, we thought, yeah, this isn't going to work really well. So they decided that they would let us actually use some of the colleagues of our community who actually deal with this on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're waiting for right now, is for them to send those out. Hopefully that will go quickly. And then I think at that point, they're very close to getting it to the point where it could be set for press runs and published and the whole nine yards. So Marie and I are hoping very much that it will be ready for Lotusphere 2011.
Excellent.
We think that would be really nice to have that book available there and to have people be able to see it and look at it and decide whether or not they either need one for themselves or actually most likely to see and or recommend it for some of their clients or the company that they work for, because it is really a user's guide. It's not developers, it's not administrators, but as a developer and administrator, you may learn something you didn't know about using Same Time. So that's pretty much the focus, and that's what Marie and I have been driving ourselves crazy with for the last 8 months.
Can I get an autographed copy?
I would be more than happy to autograph your copy, yes.
Okay.
I think he was talking about Marie, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was talking about Marie.
if he's smart, that's probably who he wants to autograph it. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw on the news here in the Portland area, because Tom and I literally live, what, 10 miles apart maybe?
Across the big river.
Yeah, and let's keep it that way. there was a report of some guy walking around around midnight to 2 o'clock just spurting out things about Lotus Same Time. Was that you?
Oh, gosh, I'm out of Ambien, so I don't think it was me, but you know, who knows? Yeah. I missed that particular story.
Keep Portland weird, right, Tom?
That's our motto.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tom, you know, we look forward to seeing the book. You know, Pack Publishing also, I remember reading, I think, on Stuart McIntyre's blog about an end user book for Lotus Notes.
There is one out there for that, yes.
Yeah. So Rob, when are we gonna get the end user book for Lotus Quicker?
Oh man. I tell you, I wish I had the time. We just wrote an end user guide for the Quicker templates a couple of months ago. But we would love to do an end user guide for Lotus Quicker if I weren't under NDA and could talk about Lotus Quicker 8.5. But
I can tell you, Bruce, that I know that there is a book on Quicker that is being written by Pact. I don't know who all the players are, and I don't know what the focus of it is, but I know there is one being written by four different authors. So something's out there. I just don't know all the details about
it. Yeah. When I think of Quicker, I think of Snaps.
As well you should.
Yeah. Rob, the check cleared. Don't worry. So Rob, let's wrap up this episode with something coming up called Collaboration University.
11 and 12, believe it or not. Yeah. Collaboration University. Again, the little conference that could on the same time and quicker. We focus down on those two technologies and occasionally bring in a little bit of integration, like the same time or with connections, TDI, the surrounding technologies that support it, WebSphere a little bit. But, you know, we've got new same time 8.5 this year, new quicker 8.5 this year, hopefully, fingers crossed, before the conference. And there's so much new stuff this year that we've got completely new content. Every single thing has been rewritten. I'm looking at the session list that's up on the Collaboration University website. We've got 27 sessions listed. That leaves a little bit of room for IBMers, but not too much. So hopefully we're going to get a keynote. But if we don't, we still have plenty of content there on the new versions.
Mm-hmm. So how many years have you run this, Rob?
This is the fifth year, but one wow. year we actually did four. And when I say four, every year we do the same conference in both London and in the U.S. First couple of years it was London and Kansas City, which is our hometown. And then the last couple of years it was London and Chicago. And it's London and Chicago again this year. London, 21st through the 23rd of September, and then Chicago, the 27th through 29th. And as I said, there's just so much new to do. We're you know, writing sessions, we're writing demos, all of us are going crazy doing this. This is a group collaboration between the Turtle Partnership, Carl Tyler at Apelio, Chris Miller, of course, and the guys at Snaps. And Warren Elsmore at Blue Wave.
So if people want to learn more about Collaboration University, they should go to?
They just need to know how to spell it.
Okay, so really. That's www.collaborationuniversity.com. But I think the Twitter name's a bit different, right, Rob?
It is. Because, you know, in the Twitterverse with the 140 characters, you really don't want to have a very long name. So we're CollabU on Twitter.
Okay.
And again, we just posted, I think it was about a week ago, we posted the session listing. And we're going to shuffle that around and probably put them in order at the last minute. But there's a lot of really cool content coming.
All right. Anything else, gentlemen, for this different episode of the Taking Notes podcast?
I certainly can't think of anything.
Tom, I'd like to thank you for playing the role of Julian this evening.
I'm going to go out and have some bacon now.
Yeah. Julian, well, for those of you who want to learn about Julian and his fixation with bacon, I just ask Google. Just Julian Robichaux bacon, and you'll learn a lot probably. Rob, anything from your end? I mean, you're Julian's boss, right?
Some people think of it that way. He not necessarily Julian, but... the funny thing, we just found the perfect gift for Julian. There's a bar of soap that looks exactly like an iPhone that smells like bacon.
Nice.
Oh, and my
gotta
word.
Get this for him.
Nice. Last year, I think Snaps gave out Snuggies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Julian. Yes, Julian came and visited us at the office around Christmas time and brought us all Snuggies. And this last time that I saw Julian at IEM Lug in St. Louis, I gave him a slap chop.
Does everyone know what a slap chop is? Tom, do you want to tell everyone what a slap chop is? Slap chop! Slap chop!
Slap chop! You're going to love
it. As seen on TV. That's our approach at Snaps, is as seen on TV.
You just throw everything on the counter, slip this little device over the top of it, and wham, 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 wham. And pretty soon you have diced up quicker templates.
Yeah. So I'm waiting to get a sham wow from you guys.
I just want that guy's headphone, you know, and that enthusiasm that he has.
Yeah. Well, we get plenty of Yahoos running around with things on their ears all around here in Vantucky, Washington. So, all right, let's enough, because one day this will get out, you know, when I run for public office. He said Vantucky, Washington, Vancouver, Washington. So that's it for episode 118 of the Taking Notes podcast. be sure to check out the Snap-on modules. Where, Rob, again?
At quickertemplates.com.
Okay. And Tom, where will people be able to find your book? Everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
It will be littering the streets with his books.
Okay. And the title of the book, Tom?
It is. We finally won that battle. It is IBM Lotus Same Time 8 User's Guide.
Wow. Did Chris Tuohy name that book?
No, actually what they wanted to name it at first was far different, and there were a few discussions over
that. I'm just joking, Chris.
We won.
Okay. Okay, so at Duffbird on Twitter for Tom, and
yes,
at Lotus Rockstar for Rob Novak. Thanks again, guys, and we'll catch you all for episode 119. Ciao.
Cheers.
Ciao.